Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Dancast.
So, this is Tancast.
Woohoo!
You're back.
I don't know why you are.
Three-peat, baby! It's the hat trick of Tancast!
I know.
Who thought when we started all those weeks ago we'd make it to 30 episodes?
I figured we'd do two and just go, fuck it.
I give up.
I like to have the victory celebration early. I was listening to some podcasts that were like, I can't believe we made it to 100 episodes. I'm like, you know what? We'll just start celebrating at episode 3.
Yes.
We did it!
I think we should celebrate every episode.
Woo!
And then just sign off. Man, that'll be the
quickest. Free air for everybody.
We should just like cut this right now. And start episode 4, and then cut, and then start episode 5. Fuck, we'll be at 100 episodes like that.
I think we should just break up this one episode into tiny chunks. 10-second chunks.
easily digestible.
Well, hello, Tancast.
Snack-sized Tancast is what we'll call it. By the way, I wanted to just comment because I put Tancast up as an event on mm-hmm. Facebook. And I got a comment from Grammar Girl, who hosts the Grammar Girl podcast. And she's because she liked our tagline. That's what she said. She goes, "We put the odd and podcast tagline up there." And she's like, "Hey, I like your guys' tagline." I just wanted to see if any of her fans are listening to this show. This is not at all like the Grammar Girl podcast. It's a very classy, educational podcast. This is three guys with potty mouths who last episode talked at length about boiling babies. So if you are expecting to learn whether or not to use a semicolon in this podcast, you are shit out of luck.
I think we're very educational. How are you supposed to know about boiling babies if you don't listen to us? Who's going to talk about that? No one.
Yes. Well, language you may hear on this podcast include the word shit, fuck, cock, ass, nards, nads, balls, dangles. I'm out.
Should we put that as our tags on iTunes?
You forgot cunt.
Dude, you should totally just bleep. You should bleep cunt right there. And right there, too, when I just said it.
Wait, what did you say, Andy?
Because that's offensive.
Oh, what was that word again?
He should bleep the word cunt. And there again, just now. You should bleep the word Noah's mom.
Aww.
Same word.
Oh, aww. Damn!
Hi, Mom.
She
can barely work a computer. She's not listening to this.
I was going
to
say, all three of our moms are rocking this podcast together, hanging out.
Yeah. I actually now suspect that my mom may be listening.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Mom.
I'm a little afraid.
Hi, Andy's
mom. We won't talk about you.
Well, the podcast, too, got a comment from Iris, mm-hmm. who's my mom's stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, stepdaughter? Yeah. I always forget what that whole relationship is. It's all very new to me.
Did you notice the comment from Joe in the UK?
Yes, that was odd.
International,
so Joe,
baby.
If you're listening
Woo!
To this, I know. Joe, if you're listening, tell your friends about us. We want to be big everywhere. Well, I mean, I am big everywhere, but...
Mostly in the gut.
Aw. Don't forget the butt. But before you tell your friends about us, thank you for listening, Joe.
Yes.
And then also I want to give a shout out to Miranda, because I think she felt a little laughed out last podcast, and we didn't talk about her. Hi, Miranda.
Oh, yeah, we're not talking about Jeff at all this podcast, just Miranda.
470.
Yes.
So Iris left a little joke for me, part of our contest, that we're going to read on the air. So I don't really remember what I said last podcast.
Well, you said...
we're a well-oiled machine.
You said Stephanie's going to get some sleep, and I said, yeah, Bible sleep. And you said, if by Bible sleep you mean something funny, and then we said...
Oh, yes.
If all you right, can think of something
so,
funny.
Do that again, Tim, and then I'll take my part.
If by sleep you mean...
Oh, wait. Rap again.
We shouldn't try to do clever things.
Hey, do you hear that? Joe just turned it off.
Aww. No. You're supposed to do the Bible sleep part.
That's what I just did. I did that.
Wait, all right, let's try again.
Okay.
We can edit this out, right?
Yeah. If by sleep you mean Bible sleep.
If by Bible sleep you mean what I do in church, then yes.
Nailed it.
That's for you, Iris.
Look, we are like all about the listener feedback.
Exactly. That's what makes podcasts interactive as opposed to radio call-in shows.
Yes.
Which are also interactive.
Oh, I was going to say as opposed to radio call-in shows that have listeners.
They're even more interactive because people can actually call in while it's on the air.
Yes.
Well, technically, if someone had Skype, they could call in right now, but they would have to know we happen to be on.
Yes.
By the time they're listening to this as a podcast, we're all busy masturbating.
Yes.
Hi, Andy's mom. By masturbating, I mean reading the Bible again.
Yes. Reading the Bible by yourself.
We just about got this bad boy memorized.
Very, very rigorously. Yeah.
So we're like 5 minutes in and we haven't actually done the...
introduction thing?
Introduction, yeah.
Well, I'm...
Do we want to do it or are we just going to give it up as a lost cause
maybe
time?
We should do it at the end.
All right.
People are like, who are we listening to? Is that Tim? Is that Andy? Is that Nancy? I mean, Noah? Which...
I don't know. Joe might get confused.
By the way, Joe that we used to live with also listened to the podcast. Joe, the Andy
I thought it was that Joe at first, but no.
No, Joe has an E.
Exactly, he has an E. And that was back when we were the Taj House.
Yeah. Or the Jat House.
No, I always get top billing. Deal with
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll never get top billing.
Or the Noah Wasn't There House.
Oh, that's right. Noah wasn't even invited to the housewarming.
No. Tim's a bastard.
We had a housewarming?
That was when Stephanie pulled the chair out from, let's just call him Guy she was dating at the time.
Let's call him Zoltar.
Zoltar.
Or use his name.
That is not his name.
No, it's Zoltar is enough. Not his name. Oh, we've gone dead air.
Oh, anyway, so pulled his chair out from under him and he spilled orange juice everywhere.
Yes. Joe was kind of pissed about that, as I recall.
Yeah, man. What are you going to do?
I know.
Did he know who he had signed up to move in with? I was going to spill things everywhere.
Man, I still remember that first day that we all moved in together. We're standing around. We're hot. We're sweaty. We're dusty. Our parents have just left, and we're like, holy shit. We live alone. It's just the three of us. What's the first thing we're going to do? And apparently the first thing we were going to do is penguin walk. Drop the trowel, round the ankles, penguin walk around the whole friggin' apartment.
We did that with Noah, too, when we moved into the tan house.
Yes.
We did?
It's a good tradition.
Yes.
Yeah, we dropped our pants and we were... People listening to this like, you know what? First two episodes, I was kind of thinking they were gay. Now I'm sure of it.
What, three straight wonderful guys can't just be walking around their house with their pants off and their junk all banging around?
Like, why do they keep talking
can't
about wives?
Fight.
They must be in Massachusetts or California. Or Spain.
I remember we fought with pool sticks, but I don't think we did a penguin walk.
Yes.
But you had no pants on. Remember that picture? There's There's just underwear.
Yes. Actually, I actually removed pants to fight with the stick not attached to my body.
All right, moving along.
I always like it when Noah gets uncomfortable with the situation, because that happens so rarely.
I know, and Noah's like the master. I always tell people that the only people who can beat Noah at gay chicken are gay guys.
No one wins at gay chicken, okay?
Yes, but you can still beat people.
Literally. Whoa.
So, last week, we talked about Baby in a Bag, and I thought we should tell the story behind Baby in the Bag, although Andy wasn't there, but we still love him.
Well, then I'll just sit back while you guys tell the story.
I forget how it even, I mean, I know the joke, obviously, because it was in my act for a while until it just caused audiences to get up and leave in mass quantities.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It was just, at first, it got a laugh because I was so excited about telling this joke. And then, like, after a while, when it just became another joke in my act, I guess I wasn't selling it well enough. So it stopped getting laughs, so I just stopped telling it.
Well, I know we were at Stephanie's house, OG Stephanie's, for maybe Easter or something.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we came up with it at Easter. So...
I have a really weird position right now of being kind of like listeners. I've got no clue what you two assholes are laughing about.
Well, at least you're there as the Dr. McCoy, going right along with our listeners. And all right, that was a Star Trek reference. Moving along.
Yeah.
So what kicked it off? I can't remember why we were talking about babies.
I thought you would remember. I think you were talking about putting baby in a bag.
Well,
maybe to go.
Well, it started off with the leaving. babies on a doorstep, didn't it? Like that, like someone was saying, if you have a baby and you can't take care of it.
Yes. I totally remember it now. Okay. I heard somewhere that if you could leave a baby on the doorstep of like a fire station, and they'll take it in, and they'll take it to a foster home or something. And then I think you said you could like put it in a bag
and set it on fire.
And I said, oh yeah, you can. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, put it in a bag and then set it on fire. It'd be like a prank, like when you leave poop in a bag on fire. Then whoever answers the door has to stomp on the bag and put it out, then they get baby all over their shoe.
Like, is that baby on my shoe?
And that smell doesn't go away for weeks. Who stepped in baby? Me, all right, me! Damn kids.
And I remember we were laughing so hard about it, and then we told Tadell and Steph, and they just looked at us like, you guys are idiots.
Like we had said the worst thing ever. Like, I think they would have preferred if we'd actually yelled out the C word in front of all the old people there. As opposed to taking them in private and telling them the baby on the shoe idea. Woo! And wow, I almost said my mom. Danelle was so disappointed that it got laughs the first couple times I tried it in my act.
Sometimes I'm so just amused and amazed that that girl allowed you access to her vagina after some of the stuff you've pulled.
Wow.
Wow.
But then again, I'm also the guy who heard his own voice on the very first TanCast and went, holy fuck, how did I ever get laid?
We're asking ourselves the fame thing.
Yeah, I know. I just set that one on the tee and stepped back and handed you a bat. Here you go.
We were glad you started doing your own because we couldn't afford to keep paying those girls.
Well, I mean, we did go to the bargain once.
I know. We had some coupons.
They were missing limbs or,
I have a coupon. It says 2 for 1.
I've never had 2 for 1.
We staggered them.
Oh.
I muted my mic so I could hack a baloogie, but then I turned it back on to tell you about it.
Awesome.
This is very caring of you there, Tim.
You're welcome. So, something I wanted to talk about, and I don't know how long this will last. I don't know if somebody else has a topic they wanted to get to, but the idea of internet celebrity.
Oh, Tim. We know how you feel about internet celebrities.
No one knows exactly who I'm thinking of.
Is it Tila Tequila?
No.
No, that's what Danelle said when I said that was one of the things I wanted to talk about this week. No, I'm talking about Joe Crocker, or John Crocker, or Phil Crocker, whatever his name is. The Leave Britney Alone guy.
Leave Britney Alone!
Oh.
I don't hate him as a person because I don't really know him. I mean, just from what I've seen of his little videos, I doubt we'd be the kind of, like, if we just met on the street, we'd be the kind of gangs who would hang out. Like, oh, we're thick and thieves, me and gay Joe Britney Spears fanatic guy. But just, it boils my blood that a lot of people know who he is and give a shit. Like, really, what are you doing? You could be listening to TanCast and you're watching that stupid video on YouTube. I was just curious as to any thoughts on why certain videos just sort of like grab people's attention and get forwarded all around.
I don't know, man. I got to step it back to Numa Numa guy.
Wait a minute.
Tim not know Numa Numa or Tim big fan Numa of Numa.
No,
Numa.
No. Tim volume go way down. Tim not hear Andy.
Okay.
Tim lose proper sentence structure. Grammar girl way depressed if listening.
Fat man, Tim's feed on your children, then take walk in park.
Oh, so
I think
yes.
Tim's watching too much Hulk on television.
I have been watching way. We'll get to that later, but yes, I've been watching way too much Hulk on television. Although he doesn't talk like that in the show, he just goes.
Because he's deaf, it would be. Don't tell Ron and Paul.
But anyway,
is Lou Ferrigno really deaf?
Yeah, well, partially deaf.
I didn't know that. Did you notice his green jellies, Tim?
Yeah, sometimes they aren't. Sometimes they aren't jellies though. Sometimes they're actual like sandals, I guess.
Yeah,
that just cracks me up.
Hulk don't want to hurt feet. Hulk poorly coordinate footwear.
So internet celebrities.
So Manuma, the big, the larger guy who's like, I
yes.
All right, I'll stop.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which, I've got to post a link to it. I know I'm way behind the times, but there's a couple of guys. I don't know if they're like Spanish or Argentinian or whatever. I think they're brothers, and they did a parody of it, singing about being gay in Spanish. My God, it cracks me right the fuck up. Probably you guys will watch it and go, okay. But yeah, if you understand the Spanish, it's very funny shit.
I'll have to have my wife next to me to translate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She'll probably laugh. Well, no, because it's a bunch of gay jokes, so she'll probably just look at it and go, it's like listening to them in Spanish.
We should record an episode in Spanish one day. It'll be very short. Hola.
Like,
adios.
Let me go and see. Hola. Elion can stay.
Amo Keanu. Yo trabajo en el Taco Bell.
Hace bien tiempo.
I don't even think that was correct.
No regresa aquí.
Don't come back. Okay. Yes, let's not go back to that. So anyways, yeah. Just start with, like, Numa Numa guy or, like, the, what do they call it? Like, the dramatic hedgehog or whatever the fuck that little squirrel thing is.
Oh, yeah.
I love dramatic hedgehog.
I do too, man. I'm not hating on it at all. I mean, the first time I watched the Numa Numa guy, I just, like, shook my head in wonder that it had, like, a million views already. Not only do I not get this, but I'm, like, late to the party. Apparently lots of other people have just been obsessively watching it like it's going to be a different act at some point.
I mean, I don't have any problem. Like, Tim, do you have the same problem with, like, say, Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
I do.
Who's just famous for being famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just...
Like, to me, I don't really care.
Well, just like
at least that Chris
thing.
Crocker or John Popper guy or something, like, was saying something. And, I don't know, possibly amusing, but to be, like, in looks and just richer than God because your grandfather was a great businessman? No.
Oh, we're back to Paris Hilton. I got it. I'm following.
Yes.
I fell off the train, but I caught up.
That's good.
So I was just looking on YouTube, and the most viewed video of all time right now is that Evolution of Dance.
Have you seen? Oh, yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking, where it's the guy in the orange shirt, and he does all these... I mean, it's not a bad thing. I just don't know if it needs 88 million views. Like,
I watched it once, and I was like, that was good, and now I'm done. I watched the funny ones. Like, I'm sure I watched Leave Britney Alone a couple times, just because, you know, I don't think you can tell what a viral video is going to be popular.
Well, that,
you know what I mean? It's just...
That's, I guess, my question. Like, what about a video makes you go, I need to forward this to all my friends? Because, like...
I think it's weirdness. I think it's novelty. I think that people are just so in love with the... bizarre. I think it's just, you know, like any mundane life that seems really ordinary, then anything that's just shocking or unexpected gets noticed, and the internet's kind of lowered the bar for sending that to everybody. I mean, if it was like a video that you had to like mail to your parents or whatever, you'd never mail that shit to your parents. But if it's a link that you can toss into your Gmail and send on over to like 50 million of your friends, yeah, absolutely, that shit's going
to
spread a little
faster.
Wow,
we need to go. We need to talk to that guy who has 50 million friends because he can make us popular right quick.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure these people were like this long before the internet, but I mean, it just makes it so much easier for them to like record themselves and broadcast it to everyone. So it's like,
yeah. Well, I'm not really confused about like the people and their personality.
Right.
I'm just there's one I was trying to find it. It's not in the most viewed of all time, but there's this one stand-up comedian, and she talks about getting her nails done at a salon with I'm going to say Filipino. I could be wrong, but she's Mexican, but she does an impression of these like Filipino people doing her nails. And I've been forwarded it like 7 times from different friends of mine, and it's not like genius Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Bill Cosby comedy, but for some reason, just people forward it all the time. And first of all, if you're friends with a comedian, do not forward that comedian videos of other comedians. hey, have you seen this comedian? Yeah, probably. Especially if I can see you forwarded it to me and all your friends. I have 43 videos on YouTube. Forward one of those.
It's about me.
Yeah, fuck Tancast. We're going to call this the Make Tim Famous Project. Hey, it's summer. School's out. We got time.
I was telling Noah that I now have people introduce me when I come on stage as the co-host of the Tancast podcast.
All two of them. Well, two and a half.
You really
now.
Want your name attached to this, Tim?
As opposed to
I'm
what else
kidding.
Is it attached to? My name is unattached. This and Kingdom Comedy on YouTube.
Yes.
Which I was telling someone about, you know, how, like, completely different. Like, because, you know, one's Disney and, you know, Disneyland and wholesome and family, and the other one is this, which is, you know, talking about boiling babies and, you know, rape Hallmark cards. I said, it's kind of like that one episode of Star Trek where Kirk went in the transporter and he split into two.
Yeah.
And there was good Kirk and bad Kirk. So this is bad Kirk, and Kingdom Comedy is good Kirk. But they're both Kirk.
I wouldn't even say there was good Kirk and bad Kirk. It was like there was Pansy Wuss Kirk and Dick Kirk. It wasn't like he had good and evil. He just had the one side that was like super dickish.
Were you going to eat that? Too bad.
Yeah.
Kirk's
that's
hungry,
mine.
Bitch.
Oh, there's my spit in it.
I'm Captain Kirk, Kirk bitch.
Kirk is such a dick.
What happened to him? I saw him just a minute ago, and he was crying.
Hey, Uhura, I wouldn't eat that if I were you. I think you should be full. Dude, what a dick!
Because she was chunky.
Hey, Spock, nice ears. Damn, what a dick!
Yeah. You pick up radio signals with those?
I don't know why that got a big laugh out of me, but kudos, no.
You know why? Because Spock was like, what's a radio signal?
He was like, fascinating. You know what's weird? Like, this is on the Star Trek vein, but not first Star Trek. It's very hard to find pictures of Picard with hair. Not Picard, but the actor. Patrick Stewart. Like, he has been bald forever.
Yeah.
Like, even in Dune.
Well, he's also older than God now, so.
Well,
he's not older than William Shatner.
Well, he's 60, 70, 60, 70, somewhere around there.
Let's look it up.
I think he's in his 60s, because I just looked it up for some reason. Anyways, way to kill the podcast.
Yes, Noah.
You guys did notice that.
We always knew it would be you.
Yeah.
So, Vero videos.
yes, he's old and stuff. He would be 68, right?
There you go.
1940 minus 2008, or vice versa?
Yep. Yeah. Other way around, but sure, you're in the right today.
So he's not older than God because William Shatner's older. And William...
But yes. William Shatner's not God.
He is in the Star Trek universe, sir.
He's just a fat man with a toupee.
Fat man with a toupee doing quite well for himself.
This
getting
is
every
true.
Dollar that's not nailed down. World of Warcraft? Yes, I'll endorse it. Priceline.com? I'm there for you. DirecTV?
I
will shield Captain Kirk for DirecTV. Let's get it done. Call my agent the day before. I'll be there. What? Star Trek the Tour? I will advertise for it. Yeah, you should come see it. What is it? Star Trek the Tour, you say? Yes. Come here. See it. Love it. Touch it. I heard there's a rumor they're close. I was telling... Maybe I told you both this. So this will be incredibly uninteresting, that they might be closing Star Trek the Experience in Las Vegas. I did tell you both this.
Yeah. You did tell me.
Yeah, because I told Noah he missed his chance to get married there, and I told Andy because I knew he might actually be sad.
What? I wouldn't be sad?
Whatever. You don't care, man. You don't care.
But you don't know what they're putting there, right?
Well, no. They're just the contract is up, and they're not renegotiating it, so they may just, you know, get rid of it.
Turn it back into a hotel or something.
Yeah,
it takes quite a big chunk, like the ride and the restaurant.
And the museum. Don't forget the museum of the future.
Right, the museum.
So I'm probably going to go in the next month or so.
Because you're gay.
Tim's gay.
Yes, Tim's gay like that.
Super gay.
Tim is gay.
Oh, by the way, Big Ass Ro was the comedian who really liked Tim is Gay. Remember we were talking about her last week, Big Ass Ro?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Who I forgot to mention, when you just say big ass Ro, it makes it sound like she's fat. No, she just has a big, nice ass. I'm gesturing as though I'm holding it at the moment, which I never have. I don't want to give anybody that impression, but...
Especially not your wife.
Exactly.
Who will never listen? What do we care?
None of our wives. Have any of our, you know, significant others listened to this?
No, I've even tried to talk my wife into it by implying that I talked shit about her and that she'd have to listen to find out what I'd said.
She's like, I don't care. Whatever.
Ah, fuck you. Go get me a soda.
Because Miranda's roommate, you see how I did that there by mentioning Miranda? She was surprised that Danelle doesn't listen. She was like, what? I was like, really? Are you shocked?
These are the girls that had to put up with our shit live for years. There's no novelty there. There's no interest. They're all glad to be free of it.
So if you do a Google search for Big Ass Ro, the first YouTube video comes up is her. But then there's a video that is a mechanical device that blows bubbles out of its asshole.
That's kind of awesome.
I just thought that was weird. I'm like, is that a butthole on YouTube? I'm like, I gotta click on that because it shows you a little clip. It's all zoomed in, so all I see is like a puckered butthole. And I'm like, what? What is that?
Did Ro film her puckered ass?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was
not
awesome.
That I didn't just look at it myself, but I still have the desire to forward this puckered butthole to my friends.
I just think it's not shocking or novel enough.
However, it's gotten 17,000
views.
Yes,
but if it was a gaping asshole, that'd be like 17 million.
Let's see what the... I'm going to look at my videos now, because everything is as it relates to me.
Dude, you should totally get us way more hits by titling this one Tancast 3 Gaping Asshole.
Ew. So, my video that has the most hits has 71,000 hits.
That's not bad. I mean, well, I'm like 30 of those thousand, but...
Well, it's just me reacting to Two Girls, One Cup.
That's more than the bubble blower butt.
Congratulations, Tim.
Well, there's a victory. I'm going to put that out when I send out my my press kit to, you know, comedy clubs. He's more entertaining than a butt blowing bubbles.
A fake butt, you should say. Because they might be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. A real butt blowing bubbles? I want to see this.
Can we book him? Do you think he's booked? He's more entertaining than a fake butt blowing bubbles. We better get him. He's going to be on the Tonight Show, I'm sure, any day now. My next video... The next one is 62,000, and that one doesn't have me physically in it.
What's that one?
It's the Bill Cosby parody of Rocky Balboa, where I took that clip of Carlos Mencia stealing a joke from Bill Cosby and then edited it together like it was the trailer for Rocky Balboa, and did that horrible Jerry Seinfeld impression towards the end of it.
I think you did pretty bad Bill Cosby impression too.
Well, yes, but its badness pales in comparison to my Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. By the way, Noah, you owe me a cocksaw.
I owe you nothing, sir. Mm-mm. Especially not a cocksaw.
The cocksaw.
Copa cacacho.
We'll tell that story next week, so you guys will listen to the story.
I always like listening to Tancast. They tell me inside jokes that I don't get for a week.
I love it. But if you listen...
It's like Lost. I want to know what the mystery was.
Exactly. It's like Lost.
We are the Lost of podcasts.
Just like Lost. We've got Copa Cacacho and fucking island full of smoke monsters.
Smoke monsters? Man, I'm glad I don't watch that show.
It's not full of smoke monsters. There is one.
It just sounds dumber every time I hear about it. Like, there was a polar bear on the island. I was like, really? Was he hawking Coca-Cola, or what was...
No, he was getting shot in the fucking head.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, he's a polar bear.
Wasn't.
What do you want?
I want him to hawk Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Hang around?
And dance with penguins, yes. Even though they're from exact opposite ends of the earth.
Not on Christmas.
No, apparently not. Well, not when Coke wants to sell you some shit.
Whatever, it's cold. Most people didn't know.
They come down and visit us.
Sadly.
You know, I was even going to shill for Tim just now and say that anybody who's listening to this really got to go watch his Kingdom Comedy and all the rest, but
But honestly, anybody who's listening to this has already seen My Kingdom Comedy.
Yeah, except for Joe. Joe, go watch Tim's videos on YouTube. He's Tim Babb Comedian. Go find him. Just look for Kingdom Comedy. You'll probably find the videos. They're funny shit.
I'm going to say, well, I can't be certain of this, but I don't know if someone in the UK would really have the appreciation of Disneyland.
That Tim has.
That. Well, yeah, I don't know anybody outside of my own skin has the appreciation for Disneyland that I'm not sure Walt had the appreciation for Disneyland that I do. But, like, I don't know, it seems to me that, like, if you were someone from a classier country, you might think that of Disneyland as kind of a kitschy amusement park as opposed to a land of magic.
Which it is. You would not be wrong.
Noah, bite your tongue.
Hey, man, don't let the monarchy fool you. England's not classy.
That's true. I do listen to several UK podcasts, and they don't seem very classy.
Actually, I'm sorry. Joe said UK, so it could be, I don't know, Wales or whatever. But
oh. Well, there you go.
I don't want to peg Joe as like a Londoner just because that's the only place that our totally unschooled asses would know about right off the top of their heads.
Yay, ignorant Americans! Throwing our ignorance out to the world!
Everyone from the UK is British and comes from London and sips tea!
I like
and waves
that
like the Queen.
Not only
top of the day, Governor.
Relegated everybody to the Isle of Great Britain, but also specifically to London.
Yes.
Like that's the only place in England.
Yeah, well, that's the only place that they have people. Everything else is like sheep and Highlands and Scots.
Especially
Scots
someone
don't
who
count
watches
people,
as much
way.
Monty Python as you do, you know there's more to England than London.
Oh, don't forget Doctor Who. I watched the shit out of that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The original or the remake?
Well, I mean, they're all considered remakes after the very first one. There's been, like, I don't know, half a dozen Doctors on TV, not counting specials. But no, it's the new
guy,
shit, the ones that have been out the last couple of years.
Yeah, okay.
With, like, Christopher Eccleston and David Tennant. That shit's great.
Are you watching the new ones that are on, like, right, like the new episodes that are on Sci-Fi right now? Not right now, like, turn
I didn't watch the most recent one from yesterday, but up to that, yeah, I'm up to date.
Okay, yeah. Because when I watch the reruns of Star Trek Enterprise, I see them advertised. And I've been watching them advertised during Hulk Week on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I don't get the Sci-Fi Channel.
You don't get the Sci-Fi Channel?
I have to pay more money to get it.
Oh, well, yeah, that would preclude me from getting it as well.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want it that bad.
But then you missed out on the Hulk.
Oh, wait, I was working. Sorry.
Always has to growl three times. This is after watching, you know, like episode for, every day for a couple days, this is the pattern. Dave Banner find himself in some wacky predicament. At some point, some guys who are not the main cause of problems in the episode will rough him up, or rough someone else up, and he tries to get in the way. He will during the fight. He will be tossed across the room and slightly behind something. He will then have his head in his hands, and then look up. And at that point, we realize his eyes are white, then shirt rip and everything, blah, blah, blah. Now he's the Hulk. He will then stand up. Everyone in the room will stand there, be shocked, and stare at him, while the Hulk growls one time, two times, three times, then the fight may commence. No less than three growls before the fight can commence. Every time. I guess Ferrigno must have had that written in his contract. Whoa, 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 whoa. I only growled twice. Can we take that again?
You know what's sad? Someone actually made a decision. Like, hey, Bob, you had him growl once, but that's not enough. I think we need him to growl extra two times, a minimum of three times. Because people aren't going to get that he's angry.
You know what's actually sad is not just that somebody made that as a decision, but that at some point that got billed as a creative decision.
And then...
as opposed to arbitrary.
And then the fight commences, and the fight always consists of Hulk smashing something first, like grabbing something and either kicking it over or throwing it at somebody, and it technically will miss them and just, you know, smash next to them. And then he will grab one person and throw them, and they will either land on a table, through a wall, or more than likely in water. Like, it's amazing. There always happens to be a koi pond or a lake. One time they were in a hospital and he threw the guy and there just happened to be one of those recovery beds that was filled with water. I was like, yes! They got him in the water! He did it!
as somebody who's currently being forced to endure an awful lot of Murder, She Wrote, as my wife has TiVo every single fucking episode. It's like, I get out of the shower in the morning and there's a fucking Murder, She Wrote on TV. I want to turn it on to the news so I can see, you know, what our day is going to be like. What's the weather? What's the traffic? You know, how fucking long is it going to take us to drive 20 miles? But no, it's fucking Jessica Fletcher. Always, 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 always. First of all, if anyone out there was ever actually friends with Jessica Fletcher, by about the 13th or 14th murder of someone closer to, very close to her, every other friend would have left. Second of all, this bitch has got more nieces and nephews for having absolutely no children of her own than anyone in the world, because it's all, she's always somebody new's Aunt Jessica. But third of all, there's always...
Wait for Caitlin to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
That show came out, what, like 1984?
Dude, I don't know. That shit ran forever. I was looking at the date on one of those things. It was like 95. I'm like, holy shit, she was still doing this when we were graduating high school.
She was the Law and Order of her day.
Yes, she was. If they could have figured out a way to clone her, they would have had spinoffs like just a motherfucker.
They did have a spinoff. It was some old dude who solved murders.
Oh, you know what's sad? I think I actually may know who the old dude is, because I've seen so many of those things.
They even did a crossover with her and Magnum P.I.
Mm-hmm. They also did a crossover with, I think it was her and, maybe I'm getting my stories mixed up. It was either her and the guys from Simon & Simon, or it was the guys from Simon & Simon and Magnum P.I. Actually, I'm certain that there was Simon & Simon and Magnum P.I. Maybe it was some of the guys from Simon & Simon showed up on her show as different characters. But
crazy.
I did not watch either of these shows.
I used to watch Simon & Simon. I always thought it was funny.
I was all about the A-Team.
Yes.
I didn't really watch the A-Team, but I did watch The Murder, She Wrote with my ma, because my ma liked it.
Yeah, well, then Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, but every single fucking episode, well, at least all the ones that are her as opposed to some, like, guest British guy that she's shows up telling the story and then narrates occasionally in the middle, all of the actual Jessica Fletcher episodes end with her tricking the person who committed the murder into confessing in a dark area where she has caught them so that they can pull a gun on her and the cops can show up just in time to keep her old ass from getting shot.
You're wrong.
You know what?
Just kidding.
Fuck you.
That happened in CSI all the time. Grissom would go in, confront the person who did the murder, tell him everything he did, and he wouldn't even have the gun out. I'm like, why wouldn't that guy just kill you right now? Why wouldn't he just pull out a gun and just blow you away? Like, oh yeah, that's exactly how I did it. Now you must die too.
So,
you know, that actually leads me to a great question about, like, in a whole shitload of shows and movies and whatever, there's like some, like, ultimate badass bad guy. I mean, I even noticed it in, we just finally got around to watching the latest Die Hard movie, and there will be like some badass. In the Die Hard movie, it was the Asian chick. And the good guy will, like, knock him out and knock him down, but then, like, won't tie them up, or will have him at gunpoint, but then let him go, or whatever. It's like, this is the person who has told you repeatedly that they are going to kill you, and, like, rape your dog, and, like, every horrible thing possible, and you're just like, no, I'm too much of a good guy. And then it's got to be, like, they come at you, the good guy one last time, and the good guy, like, steps aside, and the bad guy accidentally impales himself or something, so the good guy's not responsible for the death. I'm like, dude, if it was me and somebody, like, you know, threatening my family and I had the gun on them, and the bad guy's like, see, you couldn't kill me, you don't have it in you, it'd be like, cap, 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 motherfucker, cap! Die!
Wow.
Problem solved.
Andy sounds but so no. white when he says, cap, 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 motherfucker, cap. For those of you listening,
well, dude,
rewind that right quick. Just give it another listen. It's worth it. You know what? No, wait. I'm going to splice it back in right here.
Cap, 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 motherfucker, cap!
There it is.
And we're back. Cap, cap, motherfucker, die!
I didn't say you sounded gay.
Noah?
Yes?
I've got two words for you.
Suck it.
Big pimpin'.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no,
oh,
big yeah. pimpin'.
Oh, that was funny. One time, I came home when we all lived together, and I'm like, is Andy singing Big Pimpin'? And it wasn't that he was singing it, it's just like he was singing it in his Andy white boy voice. And it's just like, I thug him. I can't even do it how he's doing it. It was classic.
I don't even think, I mean, I can still remember all the words, but I don't think I could do it the same way.
Because you, I mean, you were intentionally affecting a more stuffy voice, right?
Yes, okay. Yes I was. Because I thought, hey, you know, I'll go do this at karaoke for a laugh and just get up on stage and be like, you know, I thug him, fuck him, love him, leave him, but I don't fucking feed him. Take him out of the hood, keep him looking good, but I don't, oh, fuck, I just messed it up. My apologies to Jay-Z.
Yeah, like he's listening
to us. For messing
up
the lyrics, not for being that
white. Oh, he deserves anybody's apologies. Isn't he married to Beyonce?
He is.
Fuck him, he's doing all right then. We can misquote him all day long.
And he's stinking
Jay-Z
rich.
Denies the Holocaust. Deal with it, Jay-Z. Suck my dick.
Well, in that case, first time they front, I'm breezy. Talking about what's the reason. I'm a pimp in every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe him.
I think Andy should get acting work and he can play like the generic white guy.
It's harder than it seems, my friend, getting acting work.
Not for some people.
They've already got Seth Rogen for generic white guy. Actually, generic Jewy white guy, but...
Tim, you know you can always take some pictures, like someone we know.
No.
Heather 18.
Did you say your last name? Did you cough for last name?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, I coughed the number that was associated with the website.
Oh.
Which is not around anymore.
No. She's down here, though, somewhere. I see her MySpace bulletins every so often.
I see her dirty pictures every so often.
Feel <good.
laughs> Dude, I wonder if she actually knows that anyone who knows her has seen those pictures.
I would like to tell her.
Every once in a while I want to tell her, too, but, you know... Like, I like her sister too much. I just don't want to uncork that whole, like, vat of pain.
Oh, by the way.
You don't want to uncork that whole... Lung.
I was going to bring something else.
What were you about to say?
But I forgot.
Yeah, I was just saying. What were you about to say, Noah?
I don't remember now. It wasn't important.
Thug him. Leave him. I don't want or need him.
No, it wasn't anything to do with that. Oh, it was actually had to do with Hulk.
Ah, all right.
In the new preview, where he kicks Tim Ross in the chest, and the guy doesn't die. Like, if Hulk kicks you, you would just be dead. You would just be chunks of meat. Like, there would be no, like, oh, I'm going to go get him now. Like, and then, that's something that happens in, like, the cartoons a lot, like Superman and stuff. Superman will punch, like, a regular human. And maybe he could hold back. But the person still flies, and, like, flies through a wall, and they're still alive. Who flies through a wall and lives?
Or at least... gets up like, oh, my shirt is slightly torn. No. Muscles will be torn off your body.
Exactly.
Yeah, Hulk kicks you full in the chest, you are fine red spray and just like bit of goo on bottom of
fine
Hulk's foot.
Fine red spray. Yeah, because like you could make the argument that Superman is holding back, but Hulk's entire personality is that he is not holding back.
Right.
It's not like
he's like, oh, I
must be careful
of
puny human. He's like, bah! Kill him, motherfucker. I don't know why Hulk all of a sudden became more vulgar in my version.
Kill him, motherfucker.
fuck, motherfucker.
It seems like there's a couple references to the TV show in the new movie. I want to see.
I'm sure you'll pick them up because you've been watching it like crazy.
I'm sure I won't because it's been a long ass time since I saw that. I used to watch that as a kid.
I just hope at the end he walks off into the, walks down the street with one bag over his shoulder.
With a dun 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 dun. The lonely man.
That's all. It's funny because you're watching it and you're like, it's only 3 minutes till the end of the episode. He's nowhere near ready to leave. Somehow they make it happen.
Yep.
You know what's funny? When I watch House, and they come up with a diagnosis, I always check the time. Like, they got 15 more minutes left. That's not it. That's not it. There's something else. On my DVR.
So did you say you were getting sick of House, Noah?
It's all right. You know, it's different than the first.
Way to take a stand.
Couple seasons. Like, the first couple seasons weren't really about, they didn't really delve into the characters too much. It was just more about House being ass and solving mysteries. And I understand now, later in the season, trying to delve more into, why House is like he is. Or we want to help House. Because it makes, more human, maybe more interesting. Because how much can you do, like, just House being a dick and solving mysteries? I think they wanted to change it up a little bit. But I just liked him being a dick. That was funny to me.
Isn't the whole premise, like, that they're doing basically Sherlock Holmes, but as, like, a medical drama?
Yeah, but before they used to intercut him, he used to do more clinical work. So it was him interacting with just regular old people just coming in with different problems. And that was him being a dick to them, just saying, like, funny things. Like, you know, some guy was orange. Like, you know you're orange. And I don't know. He's funnier.
He was the Captain Kirk that was the dick.
Gotcha.
And you were also saying you were getting sick of CSI, right?
Yeah, I'm done with CSI.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
It just, I don't know. It's lost something. It's just not as good as it used to be. And now, the, you know, not Grisham, Warwick, he's gone.
Who knows? I mean, shot him in the neck, but there wasn't a whole lot of blood coming out.
No, he left the show.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
I mean, I knew about the whole heroin arrest thing, but I didn't know that he was actually off the show. I thought they were leaving that a little
No, he didn't get kicked ambiguous. Off the show. He just left the show. Like, he's done with the show.
Yeah, no, I just hadn't heard that.
Why did he leave the show?
I don't know.
What other offers were banging down Warwick's door?
Hey, dude, he was in the fourth Aliens movie.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh. Well, universally acclaimed as the best of the Aliens movies.
I kind
of
liked it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Had Ron Perlman. I'm a big fan of Ron Perlman.
Yeah, that's usually the mark of an excellent movie. I kind of liked it. It wasn't bad. I think they say that about Citizen Kane every time they review it. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Schindler's List.
It wasn't bad. I kind of liked it. It wasn't bad. They had the thing with the killing of the Jews. I could have done without.
What were we talking about? Oh, CSI. And now Grisham's leaving. Or he's, like, cutting down his episodes. And, like, he's, like, the whole reason I watched the show.
Again, what else is he doing?
Wasn't he on, like, sabbatical for, like, half of a season?
It might be this season. I don't know.
Oh, like his character? Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
2 seasons ago or something like that. Let's see. Ooh, Warwick was on Soul Food. 6 episodes.
Soul Food.
Thank you, IMDb.
IMDb's not always right,
no,
though.
No.
Yeah, it said Screech was in an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, and he said he was not.
Ooh, who do you believe?
Or maybe he was just denying it, because even Screech doesn't want to be associated with Star Trek.
That guy is an ass.
Screech?
Dustin Diamond, is that his name?
Yeah.
He was on that show, you know, Celebrity Fit Club or Lose All Weight Fat Buck or whatever it's called.
My friend Orlando Bishop has a really funny joke about that.
Celebrity Fit Club. Who named this fucking club? They call it Celebrity Fit Club, yet nobody in the fucking club is fit. They're all fat, that's why they're on the fucking show. Shouldn't it be called Celebrity Fat Club? And shouldn't they be celebrities?
There you go, Orlando Bishop. Go see him. Find him on MySpace. Love him.
So this is, like, what, now the Tano cast now? Virtual Orlando.
So yeah, but, you know, a lot of shows I used to watch, I'm just not really into anymore. So, I'm trying to watch less TV, really. That's what it comes down to.
I was growing up.
And CSI is not making the cut anymore.
Yeah.
That's sad. CSI will... I'm going to stick with CSI for a while. My Name is Earl was waning towards the end of that this last season.
Yeah, it wasn't quite as funny. Do either of you guys watch How I Met Your Mother, though?
Oh, yes.
I do not.
I love that
shit
show.
Has remained hilarious the entire time. I love that show.
It, I wonder how long they're going to keep this premise of, like, not knowing who the mother is.
They like, seem to, like, they kind of take half steps getting there.
Yeah.
And I think now that Scrubs is kind of up in the air, that Dr. Chick, who also plays a doctor on How I Met Your Mother, might be coming on board or something. But I don't know. I'm just willing to watch them all be wacky and crazy.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, oftentimes I forget that that's the whole premise of the show until they actually, like, mention it again. Like, oh, by the way, you know, I came this, you know, I passed by your mother or something like that. There's, like, an episode recently, you know, he goes, where I met your mother the first time.
Yeah.
But you never...
But then, like, doesn't specify...
Right, who it was.
And it all comes down to maybe he was mistaken and it was a different year or whatever. But yeah.
But yeah,
hello,
that shows...
listeners like me who don't watch How I Met Your Mother.
Maybe you should, Tim. You got time.
I got no time.
And yeah, Bob Saget narrates it.
I got Hulk episodes and Enterprise reruns to watch.
Shit you've already seen. Stuff they don't make anymore.
Exactly.
You've seen all the Hulk episodes now. Now it's time for How I Met Your Mother.
Now it's time to watch the made-for-TV movies of The Return of the Incredible Hulk, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk, and The Death of the Incredible Hulk. Let's get those on TV, Sci-Fi Channel. Come on.
Absolutely.
Are those along the same storyline as the Hulk movie? Right, they have the guy who played David Banner, whoever that guy was.
Yeah. Because I guess they canceled the show kind of unceremoniously. Like, they just kept cutting the budget to the point where, like, mm-hmm. he didn't even... Like, he could only Hulk out, like, once per episode. Because they couldn't afford to paint it on him. I don't know. Like, seriously, the cost-cutting measures were... And, like, you wouldn't even get to see him Hulk out anymore. He would just be like... You just hear, and all of a sudden he showed up. I'm the Hulk now. What's up?
That's so sad.
That would be awesome if the Hulk just popped out. I'm the Hulk now. What's up? What? You talk? Yep, I talk. I'm going to be able to talk the whole time, bitches. What you going to do?
I remember, Tim, when you were talking about at your last job where the cost-cutting measures were to get rid of live plants or something. Like, the guy's plants got repossessed or something.
Yep. I bet those pots are still sitting in the room, too, because, like, they left the pot. There's huge pots taking up storage space. And, like, and then the best part was at our it was, like, our quarterly meeting or whatever. Like, they made they were talking about, yeah, well, this is going well and that's going well. And, yes, I'm officially at liberty to say the plants are coming back. And everybody cheered. I was like, really? 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 Really, everybody? Our dental plan doesn't cover anything other than driving by the dentist office, and you're happy that the plants are back.
didn't you go to the dentist recently, Tim?
Yes, I did.
how did that go?
Apparently, all the used car dealerships were full of employees because this used car dealer was trying to sell me shit to add on to my teeth.
We got this coat.
You need to expand on
this underside coat for your teeth.
Well, he's like, you need to get a deep cleaning. I'm like, I just got a deep cleaning, like less than a year ago. And he's like, well, you let it go for a year, so you need to do it. No, I don't think it's really that bad. Because, you know, the last time it was almost 10 years in between seeing the dentist and one deep cleaning handled it. I don't think I've built up another 10 years of shit in 1 year. Especially because I've been brushing way more carefully and more often now since I don't go to the dentist. You know what I mean? Since I've been told how crappy my teeth are. And then they wanted to take out one of the fillings I already had and replace it with a different kind of filling. That filling just happens to cost $1,000. But it's okay because my insurance doesn't cover that kind of filling. It does cover another kind of filling that they don't do. Huh? How about that? So fuck me then. Fuck me? Is that how that works? It works at, fuck me. Oh, so we're all just fucking me. Is that okay? Fantastic. I'm like, well, they're like, so do you want to make an appointment to get these done? I'm like, hey, you know what? How about if I call you back? You don't want to look at the calendar? No, I'm going to go home and look at my calendar. Yeah. I think it says, fuck you, dentist, on it somewhere.
How about make an appointment to kick you in the balls?
And it doesn't help that the gal who's explaining it to me, the dental assistant, is just so ghetto. I'm like, okay, don't point at the chart with tattoos on your fingers. You really lose a lot of credibility.
See, what you gonna do here is we're gonna take out this one filling, and when we're gonna take this other filling, call you $1,000.
I don't know what.
Dude, you went from like ghetto to like deaf ghetto.
Are you okay? I will pop a cap in your ass.
You know, oddly, I don't feel the need to apologize to deaf listeners because...
Probably not.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I'm getting our podcast transcript in Braille for our deaf listeners.
Oh, right.
We're blind. I don't know. Never mind.
That's so Helen Keller can be a part of it.
What am I talking about?
Because she can't hear
it. Is she real?
Is she real? I don't know.
Is Helen Keller real? I thought she was mythical. I thought she was like the Chimera.
Oh, I was listening to that episode to get for the best of clips for Smodcast, and they were talking about whether or not she ever did anal. I was like, you know what? Go, Kevin.
Oh.
And then whether or not the miracle worker ever had sex with her in the room. Because, like, she wouldn't know. Like, you wouldn't have to be quiet or anything. In fact, she could still be sign languaging in her hand, and she wouldn't know the difference.
Hey, Andy, did you take the picture of that kid with the helmet?
I did.
Were you, like, sly about it?
Oh, hell yeah, I was sly about that. Oh, okay. Man, I put a little bit on the apology there, but I got to tell you guys the actual story of how this happened. Went to go get lunch with the wife. We decided there was a lot of people at the restaurant, so we were just going to do some takeout. And it's like a deli. So we, like, went around this corner, and there's, like, a little half wall with, like, a window cut out that's between the area that we were in and then, like, the area where people stand in line to get their deli food. And I see this mother pushing the baby, like, towards where we're at because it's all, like, wall of glass. between us and the outside. And I look down and I see, I've just got this thing now with the baby on the way where, like, I see, like, strollers and whatever, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, ah, oh, let's see how that handles. Let's see how it makes turns and everything. Because it's a big-ass purchase and something we're going to have for a couple of years, and, you know, it's just how I am, cautious. And then I learned what cautious was when I looked down and I saw that baby in the fucking helmet. And I looked down, I'm like trying to see if, like, the baby's eyes, because you know how kids with the, kids with, like, Down syndrome or, you know, kids that have got some problems, sometimes you can see a little bit of, like, facial differences. You know, I'm, like, looking at the kid, I'm like, you know, I really don't want to laugh if the kid's actually got a problem, but the kid looked fine. The kid was, like, you know, just laughing and smiling, like, totally normal looking, but he's got a fucking helmet on his head, or her head, I couldn't tell, mainly because the helmet's covering the whole head.
I like, though, it has a circle on the top, so you can just still get in that soft spot right there.
I know! You're like, shut up, baby.
Baby!
Pop it in the top.
By the way, we're talking about the Tancast website. Top post for the extreme baby with an X. So you guys can go check that out, tancast.com.
I was about to correct you and say, dude, anybody listening to this is... But then I remembered. iTunes! iTunes, bitches!
That's right. We're on iTunes, baby!
Yeah.
Do a search for Tancast and we come up.
I think that's maybe how Joe found us. I mean, I don't know if he went looking for the website.
But I don't know how maybe he just... Like, did he search for Tancast? Like, I don't know how else we would come up.
Maybe there's a new podcast link.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
But can we take a half a step back and stop assuming that Joe with no E is a guy? Because it could be Josephine.
That is correct. You know, Joe, we're sorry if you are a female. We're just going to call you It from now on. Until we find out for sure.
Yeah, because that's way less offensive. We're just going to call you an inanimate thing. A thing. A thing
a
which
neuter.
We will use as we please. Yeah, I like to really engender our listeners to stick around. Motherfuck this tan cast. Or, motherfuck this tan... Oh, I shouldn't. Why did I say
You sound like you were going for like some sort of bad Oriental.
Ah, like motherfuck!
Like, yeah. Like, you ever seen Breakfast at Tiffany's?
But I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that was, like, I was offended on behalf of everyone Asian watching that thing. And I'm not typically offended by shit like that. You know, push buttons, that's fine, but it was just... Oh, it was bad.
I have not seen Breakfast at Tiffany's, but maybe I'll watch it now.
That's not a bad movie.
There's a white guy who does a really racist impression. I'm trying to think. It's a kind of a famous white guy. He's not billed in the credits as white guy. He actually has
Mickey
a name.
Rooney.
Anyway, he does a really racist impression of, I think, a Chinaman, as they would have said back in the day.
Yes. The buck-tooth, cross-eyed, like, everything.
Yeah, and the wispy little mustache, and then cutting in line in front of people in Disneyland.
Oh! No!
Yeah.
Those cutters, those Ryan cutters. Oh my gosh! But you know, I want to take a step back because Andy's story reminded me of a time I was at the mall and I was waiting in line for I think Panda Express, and this mother's sitting there with her kid and he's in baby show. He's like, you know, maybe toddler age, and the kid has his shoe up to his face and he is licking the shoe from top. I mean, from bottom to top, just licking it, just getting in there, getting in the cracks, making sure he gets all that flavor. I don't know what the kid was doing, but I just started laughing, and the mom turns around and looks at me, and I'm like, your kid's licking his shoe. She's like, don't laugh at him. That's funny.
What do you want me to do? He's licking a shoe. Like it's a lollipop.
It was like he was just like...
Why shouldn't I laugh at your...
It was like he was just tasting it.
Why shouldn't I laugh at your kid? Because you won't spring for an astropop. And he's got to make do.
Oh, man.
Look, Ma, I got to lick something. I prefer it be a sugary treat. But if I've left my own devices, Adidas is delicious.
Nike has a nice grape flavor.
Grape. It's a favorite.
Not cherry, which is also favorite, but less favorite.
It's a Brian Regan shout out for the uninitiated.
Oh, Brian Regan, funny motherfucker. So anyways, getting back to funny motherfuckers. As the baby comes like wheeling into this deli place, I turn to the wife and just like could barely hold it in, like eyes bulging, just lips pressed together not to laugh. She looks over and she's like, kind of like snickers and is like, oh, but that's kind of mean. What if there's something wrong with the kid? I'm like, the kid looks fine, just got a fucking helmet on. And I sat down next to her and go, give me your phone. She goes, what? I said, because the camera on my phone is shit. Give me your phone. She goes, you are not going to go take a picture of that kid. I'm fucking taking a picture of that kid. Give me your phone. She hands me the phone. I turn it on, like, figure out the flashes on it. I'm like, oh, that won't do. Turn the flash off. Go walking over in that little cutout area where there's, like, the half wall in the window. I wait until they, like, make their way so that they're in line, like, right opposite that window. And then I lean into that window there. They got a bunch of, like, catering menus or something like that. And I got the camera perched in one hand, just like kind of casually held there, and I'm flipping through with the other hand the catering menu, and like, ah, mm-hmm, oh, you know, being a little less broad than that, but like kind of selling it that I'm looking at this thing, just
yes, I would like to dine on some of these options.
I would like to dine on baby,
you know, sort of selling it that I'm actually reading it, only I'm actually looking at, like, out of the corner of my eye at the viewfinder on my wife's phone. And I, like, just kind of, like, lean out so I got my elbows on there and get it right above. And the mom, you know, it's, like, indoors and with no flash on this thing. She keeps, like, rocking the baby back and forth in the stroller. So, like, the first couple of pictures I got are just these, like, blurs with, like, a helmet blur on the top. I had to wait and time it for when she, like, hit the edge of one of those pushes so that the baby, like, kind of slowed to a stop and get the shot, like, right then. So I'm standing over there, and I, like, went through this whole menu, like, two or three fucking times. I mean, anybody watching me must have thought I was learning to read off of this menu. But I fucking got it. I got the picture of the kid in the helmet.
I like that Andy's going through it like he's like a nature photographer. You have to time it quickly to get the helmeted human baby.
Crikey, the mother's really pissed off now.
You don't want to...
Quick, let me stick a thumb in his
You don't want to startle him. Because he'll get all riled up. It's funny, for our generation, all nature show guys are Australian.
They are,
like,
really.
Even though the guy's been dead, like, over a year, still, whenever you talk about a nature show, oh, crikey.
That kid looks so happy.
I know. I just had to share. Well, he's got a helmet. Life is good. Everything's protected.
He's fun and fancy-free.
Except for the soft spot. That seems to be the key spot.
Well, I told you. That's the off button. Baby's getting too, like, antsy. You just reach down and just... pop that in really quickly. They turn
that
off.
That would be awesome.
And they come back on. Eventually it pops back out.
Is it like a snooze button?
Yeah. It's your baby
he's
snooze.
Crying, honey. Hit the button.
I'm going to be an awful father.
Well, that's right. It's Father's Day tomorrow. Is your wife doing anything special for you?
Hopefully a BJ.
Nothing more special than that.
I hope she's doing something. You celebrated Mother's Day.
Yeah, so we did. We celebrated the shit. Well, it was like a Mother's Day and anniversary thing, so I had like this whole thing like a little bit later in the week planned out. And I got her a bunch of cards. Like, there was cards from me and from the baby and from the cats. But honestly, I mean, it's still at the point where it's like she's doing all the work. You know, she's the one dealing with, like, the hormone changes. Well, I mean, we're both dealing with them, let's be honest. But, yeah, she's the one who's dealing with the things like, you know, tying my shoes is getting less easy as, you know, I've now got this shelf sticking off the middle of me.
Now it's almost like you.
Yeah, I know. I tell the baby, just get used
on.
To it.
I had to say something.
Andy can't tie his shoes. He has a midget to do that.
Yeah.
He has Velcro.
My midget helper. My little friend. There's nothing quite like the midget hug.
With a helmet.
Yes. So, yeah, you know, she's the one who's, like, dealing with, like, the morning sickness and all the rest of that shit, too. So, you know, like, her celebrating Mother's Day seemed, you know, totally like, yeah, you know, absolutely, I gotta stop and recognize and everything. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, the dude hanging out with the pregnant chick, I don't feel like I've got a kid quite yet. You know, it's not like completely sunk in or real, or I haven't processed it, or I don't know how to, you know, phrase that in a way that would actually make sense, but
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
wait till you realize a kid is an even messier roommate than I was. He literally will shit on the carpet if left to his own devices.
Yeah.
At least we have to change him diaper much.
Yeah.
I learned how to change it on my own. When did I stop being able to do any impression whatsoever?
I don't know. But, dude, I do remember that first day that you just came racing after the bathroom and went, I did potty! Oh, that was a big day for our house.
That was a precious moment for us all.
I know. Then we went in and took a picture of it. Put it up on your wall. We named it Harrison Ford. We put it with all
put
the
it on ratemypoo.com.
That site is disgusting.
I know.
Is that site still around?
I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, it is.
Wow, you type faster than I do.
Here's one from a 12-year-old. What was that?
Oh, God.
I was just going to say that one of Ian's crazy friends, and I honestly can't remember if it was Kyle or Eric. Eric, the lead singer of Downside Then Strata, now Jesus. Not. But
why am I still looking at it?
One of them did nothing but ate green, like they sorted like all the green Fruit Loops or, you know, some dyed green cereal out, and just ate a bunch of those, and then took like the world's greenest shit, called it a pooger, took a picture of it, and posted it to Rate My Poo.
A pooger?
A pooger. Like a booger, but...
Oh, yes.
I'm looking
at
the top 20 poos.
All right, now I got to go to ratemypoo.com, too.
No, I can't. It's got to stop. Oh, my soul.
I'm on my wife's laptop, too. I think I'll just leave it up. Oh, my God!
That's the point. Like, the first thing that hits you is like, here's some poo! We're not going to ease you into it. Just poo!
Yeah. And I love how this is like, sponsors, Rotten Boners Dr. Sputnik. I read that as Rotten Boners. I'm like, I don't even want to know.
I was like, you know, this episode is a little long, but you know what? We give you the bonus extras at the end with ratemypoo.com. Because some of you are on your computer right now, you're like, what is ratemypoo?
What's a little bit nicer? Rate my boobies. Yeah.
A little bit?
just a smidge.
That's like a pizza delivery service and a kick in the balls delivery service. And you're like, the pizza one's a little bit better.
Someone put a little McDonald's flag in one of their poos. The poo in a bong is precious, too.
I hope
they don't smoke that shit.
Hope they don't smoke that shit. You see what you did there?
Yeah, I made the joke, sir.
I just want to let you know.
Yes. I got to do something else, because...
I physically get up from the computer. I'm like, it sullied the whole internet. I have to go over here now.
I think I'm about to lose yesterday's lunch.
Well, if you do, photograph it at ratemybarf.com.
Is there ratemybarf?
Dude, there's everything on the internet.
There is. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, why?
Ratemypoop.com.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Nope, not going to go. I refuse. I can't. I won't. Here I go.
Oh, it doesn't exist. Tursus.
And ratemypuke.com is just somebody... Dude, Rate My Puke is one of those holding pages. You know, somebody who owns like way too many things. They just put up some like random ads. Only it looks like it's supposed to be a travel site. There's like little pink slippers in grass in the upper left corner, and like a hammock strung between two trees on a white sandy beach with like perfect turquoise ocean behind it. And it says, "Welcome to RateMyPuke.com." Right above that.
Have you guys ever seen the website HotChicksWithDouchebags.com?
Yes.
No.
That is.
Those are some douchey guys.
That is funny. Basically, it's just hot girls with these guys who look like douchebags. Mm-hmm. What else can you say about it, really?
That's one of those sites where the URL just tells you everything you need to know. Kind of like ratemypoo.com.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't quite tell you how nasty these shits are going to be.
Dude.
These are some foul, fiber-filled feces. Yes! Catch that alliteration, everybody? Sure, I can't say alliteration, but I can do one.
Yes, you can.
So on Hot Chicks with Douchebags, there's one girl who's getting something out of the fridge. She's kind of bent over, and then her man's behind her, no shirt on, jeans, flexing with a bandana on, and I think a wrist bracelet or something. And he's like, pretend like he's doing her. He just looks like such a douche.
So you're saying that it is well within the purview of the site for that picture to appear there. Excellent.
So maybe we should wrap this Tancast up.
Before we wander down some other dark alley of the internet.
And there are so many.
I had such high hopes that we were like going to talk about Obama or like politics now. I certainly can't put that in the same episode where I'm talking about taking a candid snap of a baby in a fucking helmet and we're now going to rate
don't
my
don't forget
poo
using his head, his soft there. Spot as a snooze alarm.
Speaking of poo, yes. I bet Barack takes a poo just like everyone else.
I hope this poo.
I'm sure he does.
He sits there on the toilet when he's constipated. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. That's his.
And you know what? I bet you McCain takes a poo like everyone else also, but he can't reach to wipe.
I was going to say that, like, he takes that little tiny pea-sized nugget old man poo. Grunting and sweating.
I bet, bro, this is a poop for change.
The audacity of poop.
This is a poop you can believe in.
Whereas McCain is on the Straight Poop Express. Yep, we've sullied politics. What do we do now?
McCain is scary looking. I look at that dude and I'm just like, he just scares me. I wouldn't want him near me. Seems like a nice dude, though.
He seems like he might be a nice guy until, like, the crazy eyes start to take over. And then he seems like that old guy who's just old enough where he's like, fuck it, what are they going to do, kill me?
I'm not scared of death.
I'm going to try human flesh. I've never tried it before. What are they going to do, execute me?
I'm not scared of death. Death is scared of me. I'm John McCain, motherfucker.
Is that from Rocky?
No.
Oh, it sounds like it's like a line in Rocky.
Oh. No. You're gonna eat lightning and crap thunder. That's a line from Rocky.
I like yours. I'm not afraid of death. Death is afraid of me. It's good.
Well done, Tim. Congrats.
And with that, we end this enlightening journey through imagination that we call Tancast.
Yes.
So I'm Tim. Tim Babb, actually. I'm a comedian. And if you want some of this comedy gold, you just go ahead and hit me up, timbabcomedian@yahoo.com.
Or go watch his YouTube shit. It's funny. Let's do it out of order. Noah, you go next.
Okay, this is Noah. I'm a person. If you want some of my comedy, you got to listen to Tancast. Maybe I'll post on tancast.com. Check it out.
I'm Andy, and that's all you get to know.
Allegedly.
Sometimes I post on Tancast. Yes, I'm Andy, allegedly.
It's not even
although
his real
name.
Although
I have now achieved my life's ambition. My life's ambition to make this the TNA cast.
TNA.
Oh,
Impact.
I think we should start numbering the episodes. What do you guys think about that?
Numbering them?
Or have we been?
Numbering
are we
them?
Saying,
are you saying like we should we say saying, as we get, hey, welcome to episode number 3?
Oh, well, like even when we post them, like episode 1, episode 2,
yeah.
episode 3.
I named Tancast 001 and Tancast 002. And I was thinking, I'm like, I wonder if we'll ever get to that third numeral column. Or if we'll grow we and others will grow disinterested in it long before we reach episode 100. Like, fuck it. 5 was plenty.
It may happen before we read double digits, episode 10.
Ever the optimist, we've got 3 digits.
I thought about putting a 4th one. I'm like, that's just ridiculous. I think we'd all be in our 80s by the time we got to the 4th digit.
Welcome to Tancast!
Welcome to Tancast!
Well, at 1 a week, 3 digits is enough for 20 years, so...
Yep. By the time we hit that 4th digit, we'd be heads in a jar like Futurama.
Yeah!
And wearing Depends.
I gotta go change my diaper.
Not me!
I'm now wearing a helmet.
Taking a cue from that baby.
Baby!
All right, everyone, have a good week. Go see Hulk. I will.
And then we yes. might just talk about it next week.
Maybe.
And tune in next week. We'll tell you about Copa Cacacho.
Yes.
Or maybe Coxa. One of them.
If we remember.
Which?
I'll remember.
Yeah. Noah's on top of that shit.
Yeah.
Just like I was on top of your mom. Boom!
Tancast, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
It was Tancast, if nothing more. Well, fuck you.